Late last month, Attorney General John Ashcroft signed an agreement with France to better coordinate terrorism investigations and prosecutions. The U.S. plans to sign similar accords with other European Union countries in the near future. But NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports that in the aftermath of 9/11, the two sides of the Atlantic still have different approaches to the war on terror.
Shortly after train bombs killed nearly 200 people in Madrid on March 11th, several European governments began invoking immigration laws to expel legal residents deemed to be national security threats. France and Italy started deporting Muslim preachers considered dangerous. Spain expelled legal Muslim residents it considered suspicious. And Britain drew up plans to vet radical foreign imams to weed out those whose views reject the British way of life. Some of Europe's top anti-terrorism investigators attended a recent conference organized by New York University at its Florence campus. Italian prosecutor Armando Spataro, who heads Milan's anti-terrorism task force, told his colleagues the Madrid bombings were Europe's terrorism wake-up call.
After March 11th, no one can continue to believe that Europe is simply a logistics and transit area of international terrorism. We are all targets.
During the Balkan Wars of the 90s, Italy was the key departure point for Mujahideen fighters headed for Bosnia. Spataro said Italy is now a global crossroads for jihadi networks, providing logistical support, particularly false documents. He said there are Islamic terrorists active in Italy, living and working in all social sectors, as businessmen, tradespeople, students, or laborers. Spataro mentioned the recent discovery in Milan of a manual written in Arabic on how to behave in Western societies.
It includes the rule to stay away from mosques and Islamic prayer halls, to keep a low profile and not look like a Muslim militant. In other words, to try to melt into the local social fabric.
Spataro said Italian and Spanish magistrates are working together on the March 11th investigation. Phone calls intercepted by Italy's anti-terrorist agents led to the arrest in Milan in early June of Rabai Osman, suspected mastermind of the Madrid train bombings. According to Italian media reports, the phone tap suggested the attacks had been financed by the Saudi radical preacher Sheikh Salman al-Auda, who is said to have inspired Osama bin Laden. Several European participants at the Florence Anti-Terrorism Conference stressed that the presence of millions of Muslims living in European societies obliges investigators to evaluate the terrorist threat and use investigative methods differently from their American counterparts. They said the U.S. focuses on an external threat primarily using military means, while Europeans are confronting domestic as well as external threats. Britain has found itself a hotbed of Islamic radicalism. Suicide bomber Asif Hanif, a mild-mannered British university student, blew himself up last year in Tel Aviv, killing three other people. The shoe bomber Richard Reid is thought to have acquired his radical ideas at a London mosque. These and other examples are signs of the growing radicalization of British Muslim youth that concerns British investigators.
Gaining an understanding of that process is crucial if we are going to make progress in understanding and combating the threat which we face.
Peter Clark is head of the anti-terrorism branch at New Scotland Yard and national coordinator for terrorist investigations. He also referred to a case called Operation Crevice, the discovery of half a ton of ammonium nitrate fertilizer that could be used to make a powerful bomb. All those arrested were British citizens.
There had been something of a perception, I think, before that the international terrorist threat was something that came from abroad. It came from the Maghreb, it came from the Middle East, it came from Chechnya, it came from Afghanistan. These individuals are all British citizens, and that is something which is deeply worrying for us.
Under new British anti-terrorism laws, more than 500 people, most of them Muslims, have been detained, although less than 100 have been charged, a source of great anger among British Muslims. Clark is keenly aware of the danger of Islamophobia and racial profiling. He said it's essential that investigators have clear evidence before carrying out arrests.
We have some 2 million Muslim population in the United Kingdom. And to my mind, the worst possible thing we could do in counterterrorism terms would be to lose the confidence of the wide Muslim population. We need somehow, and it's a real challenge for the future, to engender the wider Muslim community with the confidence to be able to reject extremism. I don't think that the moderate voices within the Muslim community are yet able to have that confidence.
Nearly all European countries have confronted domestic terrorism in the past, the IRA, the Bader-Meinhof, the Red Brigades, or ETA. But French anti-terrorism magistrate Jean-Louis Bruguière pointed out that the new Islamic terror networks are completely different.
They are at the same time fragmented, multiform, chameleon-like, almost like a virus. It's a network of cells that have developed autonomously, which quickly disappear and then resurface, which spread erratically and without a centralized command structure.
Bruguière is one of the world's best-known terrorist hunters. His 20 years on the job have led to more than 500 arrests, including the famous terrorist Carlos the Jackal.
In France, for the last decade, we have continuously discovered and dismantled radical Islamic cells. But we've been unable to identify a terrorist pattern and create a computer model that could help us prevent future attacks.
The French magistrate warns that Europe is particularly vulnerable to the threat originating in the Caucasus, where he said Chechen extremists linked to Al-Qaeda train Islamic cells in high-tech warfare. He said the new terrorists are ready and willing to use nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons. He also said that he believed the chaos in Iraq has made Europe more vulnerable.
The post-war situation in Iraq has had negative repercussions in Europe because it served as a catalyst to recruit new terrorists. Iraq today has replaced Afghanistan as the new land of the jihad.
Many of the anti-terrorism experts at the Florence conference said there are still too many political obstacles to efficient cross-border intelligence sharing. And they all warn that a global threat can be confronted only with a global strategy. Sulipo Joly, NPR News.